This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. So we had another day of OTAs yesterday. It was inside the bubble. And all eyes on Sam Howell. I feel like these reports are almost unfair. I mean, it's practice. I mean, could you imagine if, and maybe they do this, but let's say Victor Wembanyama, he's going to be drafted number one by the Spurs. Could you imagine if they charted every day, like his shots attempts in just practice?
Well, I'm sure
they're just fooling around. And
I'm sure
around.
In San Antonio, when they draft him, they probably will. But that's how big the NFL is. They're doing this in every city. You know, they're doing it in every city.
So this from Commander's
Wire. Especially with young quarterbacks.
This is from Commander's Wire from Brian Manning, who writes, quarterback Sam Howell had an up and down week. But overall, Rivera believes he's shown them, Howell has shown them exactly what he needed in order to remain QB1. We actually have a clip of that.
That's
all you want to hear.
Coach Rivera talking about Howell.
Did Sam show you enough through minicamp to kind of keep this QB1 spot for now going into camp? And is that, you know, kind of the plan?
Yeah, he's pretty much shown us what we want to see. I mean, again, he's young. We know he's young. He's a second-year player who, you know, got an opportunity to start last year. But there was a lot of room for growth, and we know that. But he's got a good skill set. You know, he's mobile. He's got good foot movement. He's got a quick twitch to him, good decision maker. You know, he's still learning to make those decisions, but he's also got the arm talent, and that's the thing that, you know, that excites us.
Sounds good to me. I mean, that all falls in line with exactly what you expect. A guy that's got the skill set, but he's inexperienced.
People were freaking out yesterday
at
because
that level.
He threw an interception. Troy Apke picked him off.
Troy
Apke. So I don't know if people were freaking out that it was
Let
Troy
me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You guys would love Troy Apke.
Trapp is back.
He's a good dude.
Trapp is back.
He's back
with the team.
Yep.
When did this happen?
He signed I guess a 1 year deal.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, I guess he's got to make the team.
Right.
For special, you know, he's a good special teams player.
Sure. So. He's an athlete.
No, he's an athlete.
He's an athlete. So
what's
like
funny is if you saw
Valdez is telling me
if you saw Trapp in a
back to back interception,
you could see. You wouldn't even believe he's an NFL player.
Right. Yeah.
Why? I mean, he's an athlete.
He just doesn't jump out at you physically. Like
right.
When you, okay.
Yeah.
I could buy that.
But he's a really good dude.
But he's super fast.
Yes.
I know he can move.
That kid can run.
Yeah.
I kind of root for him because everyone poops on him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
I mean, everyone just... I mean, they literally love to mock him. And maybe he's not a gifted DB, but
yeah,
I
he's
know
not a starting DB in the NFL.
I know he's an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why he's on the team because he's an athlete and he's a good special teamer. But so what were you saying? Howell threw two?
Oh, Valdez just whispered in my ears that it was back-to-back interceptions.
I swear I saw that yesterday.
I didn't hear that.
Ben Standig, but, said on back-to-back plays he threw interceptions.
Yeah.
The second one was to Apke. The first one was to
Percy Butler.
There was a close one to Forbes, too. I think that was from yesterday where Forbes was right on the play, batted it away. And then he seems like he's the real deal.
And then I think Standig also said that his touchdown pass that he threw, he had a long touchdown pass yesterday, was very Heinicke-esque, and that could have been intercepted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody said he struggled on deep balls recently. So, look, I'm sure he has.
If that's the case, limit the deep balls. Go with the shortened intermediate.
Could just be a bad day. Guys have bad days.
Could have been a bad day in
the
bubble.
Like I said, he had an up and down week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, looked good in some plays, looked bad in others.
Yeah. The proof will be in the pudding. We're going to say that every day until the real bullets start flying. But I don't think we're in a situation where Brissett's going to start week one, much to Cakes and Tom Lavero's chagrin.
I'm not. You're painting me as this huge Jacoby Brissett flag waver. I'm just going with the theory that it's probably closer than a lot of people think, even though there's a lot of Sam Howell propaganda out there hyping him up because he was the guy that the team drafted. He's been in the system. I mean, how could it not be close? Sam Howell has one start under his belt. One.
I think it's preordained. I think it's preordained.
The fix might be in. Look, the fix
I think
in.
You're right.
I'm sure Ron
right
wants
that.
It to be Sam Howell. Yeah. But don't be stunned if by week five or six, Jacoby Brissett is in there if Howell struggles.
Well, that's a different
I don't think anybody will be stunned by
that's
that.
That's a different question. Yeah.
Yeah. And it might be before week five or six.
Yeah.
Certainly.
You guys are just assuming he's going to like struggle so much that they're going to think about pulling him. Maybe they will.
I just don't see how
you don't think that's a possibility.
I think he's going to struggle at times, but I don't know that it's going to be like repeatedly game after game after game, and they'll be like, "We got to get out."
No, I don't think that. I think he's going to look good at times, but overall, how consistent is he? I think that's going to force their
hand. I don't understand why people think he has such a hammer lock on the position.
I think he does to start the season. After that, maybe. All bets are off.
What if he looks terrible in the preseason? What if he throws up all over himself in the preseason games?
They'll cook the books so he has easy stuff to do.
The books? What if he just looks terrible? And everybody's watching from home is like, wow,
it's hard.
He's terrible.
It'll be hard to look terrible.
So, yeah, looking at Ben Standig's tweets, he wrote, I'm not tweeting play-by-play of camp, but Sam Howell threw interceptions on back-to-back plays, Percy Butler the first, then Troy Apke. Then he writes, equal time, now in 11, Sam Howell tossed a perfect touch pass to Dax Milne, in the corner of the end zone, then had a nice dart to Gibson in red zone work as well. Then I see Matthew Paris jumping in, hyping up the connection from Jake Fromm to some receiver named Mitchell Tinsley.
Jake, that's practice. That's the practice squad portion of your mini camp.
But this is why I have a hard time putting anything really into reports of OTAs is it's just practice. They don't even have pads on. Yeah, I mean, it's good that they get to work and learn the plays. And I was reading that Eric Bieniemy's, you know, taking guys out of the huddles and grilling. Like he seems to be
getting a dude's
much
faces.
More of an authoritarian. Yeah. We never would have imagined Scott Turner to be like that. Mm-hmm. And that they're looking like they're working on a lot of screen passes. Okay.
Ooh, that screen passes means Gibby. A lot of Gibby screen
passes.
But
rather, it was misdirection screen pass, not just regular screen pass, where they got everybody going right and then one guy looking left.
I love some misdirection.
Here, Cakes. I think Keim said that he tweeted that he expects to see a lot of screen passes in the future. I guess whoever's in at running back. The screen game is going to be a big part of the offense.
It's going to be a lot of Gibby.
That sounds like a lot of Antonio Gibson.
Yes. And to me, that's really hard to screw up and look awful. I mean, they're not the world's easiest passes to throw. There's some timing elements to that.
I'd say it's more timing than being able to put the ball on the number.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I think it's going to be hard for him to look awful.
So, JP, your overall question is why do we pay so much attention to the OTAs?
Well, I know why. We're starving for the NFL. If I could wave a magic wand.
But you just don't put a lot of stock in it.
Like, I'm super geeked into the NBA Finals. I find myself consuming everything about the NBA Finals. But if you could wave a magic wand and said, oh, the NFL is going to start next Sunday?
Right.
Nobody would raise their hand and say, no, too soon.
I don't want to punt 2 months of my life just for the NFL to start. Like, if you could do some weird time-space continuum where we don't lose the 2 months, but the NFL starts next week.
Yeah, okay.
But just added 8 weeks to the season, then you'd be all in.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great for player safety. I'm sure the players would revolt.
Or if you just said
I don't want these guys to wind up in nursing homes at their 40s.
What about this proposal? A quarter of the teams play every Sunday for the next 2 months. So it would be two games over 2 months.
Yes.
But you're having a quarter
less
of the games every weekend.
So less games each week, but it's spread out longer.
So everyone plays 25 games. Every team plays 25.
Like a soccer season.
No,
you just spread it out.
You just that in July and August, the Commanders would have one game in each month. But every weekend, you're going to have games.
I don't think you'd enjoy that.
Oh, I think I would enjoy
every
it.
Every weekend, you have an NFL game.
Because you look forward to the fall for that reason.
You're not going to mess with the fall. I'm going to add
two games.
Two games.
No, you're adding two games.
Yeah, two games. So you get one in August and one in July, but every weekend, there's instead of 16 games, there's four NFL games every weekend.
I would entertain it.
I don't think you would like that. I don't think you would.
I think it would get better ratings than
the
most everything
comes
else.
Around, you still have your regular season.
Four games every weekend?
Just for two months.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing summer vacations and you got stuff going on. I don't think you would enjoy it.
All right. Oh, I think I'd find a way to enjoy it.
All right.
Nah, I don't think you would.
You'd have small slate fantasy.
Since you're watching the Canadian Open.
This is what I know. You'll never see that. So
that's correct.
I mean, I don't even know why it's a discussion.
But it's a 17th game.
But in terms of the OTAs, I mean, I think it's good that you're seeing this. I mean, and again, you're seeing it in every city. But with the young quarterbacks, you know, with the Bryce Youngs and the C.J. Strouds and down in Houston and, you know, Levis.
What are they saying with Stroud? I saw Young was elevated to one. What are they saying about Stroud? Have we gotten any reports on how
he's I haven't paid attention
looked?
To that. No.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been the same. Yeah. I mean, he's probably looked good at some practices and bad in others.
First headline I see, Texans tight end Dalton Schultz on C.J. Stroud. Kid is a baller. Whatever that
what
means.
What I need to know is who's his competition? Who else is in the QB
Up
room?
Here's another one. This from USA, former Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud impresses Houston Texans early. I feel like the headlines are evergreen for all the guys.
There was another Wentz headline yesterday you guys saw.
There was?
Yeah.
What was it?
Rumored to Raiders, because if Garoppolo's not ready to go, they want to have a legit, you know, proven guy back there. That would thrill me like you wouldn't believe. I don't even care about him, but just to be proven right, that Wentz started week one because Garoppolo was hurt.
Would he also be reunited with Scott Turner?
Yes.
He's the passing game coordinator.
Well, I mean, he'd be working with the quarterback, whoever that is.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Stroud just has to beat out Davis Mills and Case Keenum.
Not a problem.
Well, Mills will start a lot.
You're going to give it to him anyway.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, though, the other day. We kind of touched on this, but, I mean, obviously, Bieniemy's not working with Pat Mahomes. But can you imagine the drop-off, though, to go from Pat Mahomes and all of that God-given ability and all of the extraordinary talent to then start with a
Super
guy
Bowls.
That's started one game in the NFL?
Yep.
And, you know, I think that Sam Howell has some talent that they can work with. But he's not a Pat Mahomes, right? I mean, he's just not.
Mm-mm.
That's got to be...
Maybe he enjoys the challenge.
If he somehow turns this offense into a top... And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if he turns
top
them
15?
Into top 12-ish to 15 offense, he's going to have a dozen teams looking to hire him after 1 year.
Be a pretty good trick.
They're going to be lining up to hire him if he's able to get this offense, scoring 24 or 25 points.
He's
a
not
game.
A dumb person. I mean, he knows that he's dealing, obviously, with completely different animals.
Yep.
But it's got to be like you got to check yourself sometimes. Okay, we can't run that stuff we were running with Pat last year because this kid can't do it.
But he also might enjoy it because in Kansas City he didn't have 100% control.
True.
Over the
do you
offense.
Think?
But
that
now he does.
We will see how try any of the creative stuff that Pat would do.
Maybe.
Will they even call some of those things? You know, with those shovel passes.
Or I don't know. They're going to be that risky
down
with
here,
him.
Like doing the weird arm angle.
Well, he doesn't have that natural gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, you know, the freelancing that Mahomes has. But the trickery, the Andy Reid stuff, you know, I don't even think it works, but when they have the huddle spinning around.
Yeah, the ring around the rosy huddle. I think you're going to see elements of that. It's not going to be a boring offense.
That's going to be fun to watch.
Definitely is.
If they add some of those elements, you're not going to have the Mahomes freelancing ability, but if they add some of that play calling to it,
I would imagine they would. I mean, Bieniemy was heavily involved in the play calling.
Well, I also saw a clip that Logan Thomas, somebody just on social media that's out there, said Logan Thomas looks like Logan Thomas again.
Well, I think Ron said that, too.
Well,
so it was kind of a way, it was almost like a dig at Chase, because they're saying, Chase looks better, but so does Logan. Two years later, after his procedure.
You've got such a Chase obsession.
Me?
That you took.
He's supposed to be a Hall of Famer.
I understand,
but you took a quote
about Logan Thomas and made it about Chase Young.
Well, that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
He was asked about Chase, and he said, he looks a little quicker, looks a little more confident, but we're seeing the same things out of Logan. That's exactly what I heard.
Yeah.
You know? To me, it was Ron saying, yeah, we see Chase being... It was like he was begrudgingly giving Chase a compliment. I'm telling you, don't think Ron.
But a couple of days ago, he didn't mention Logan. He was talking about Jason Montez.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just saying what I heard, you know, in the last day or so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.